how can I make my trip down to Miami worthwhile? So I reached out to two of the agents that I know out there. I was like, hey, can I speak at your office? I'll speak for free. Like, and then boom, both of their offices said, yeah. Now I need to finalize with one at a time. One is definitely confirmed. The other one, I still got to make sure and get people onto my continuity. I get like, let's say 20 people to join my community. Boom, that's like right there, $97 a month. That's an extra $2,000 a month right there.
The journey to wealth is a long walk, and some may walk quicker than others, but what good is sprinting to the finish line if you pass out when you cross it? On Walk to Wealth, we enlighten and empower young adults to build wealthy, abundant lives. They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and your first step starts right now. This is Walk to Wealth with your host, John Mendez.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Walk to Wealth podcast. If you're tuning in on YouTube or any of the podcast directories, make sure to do us one teeny tiny little favor and make sure to give us a follow so you don't miss any of the amazing episodes I got coming out this year. Without further ado, we're going to end the series. I'm going to teach you guys or share with you guys how I got into public speaking. And so where we left off so far is I spoke at an event for, I did a training for my guy Carnell. I did another one. Eileen hit me up. I spoke at their event. Ended up, my friend Mignon hit me up. I went to fly to Atlanta. And then after that, people started getting wind of me, catching wind. And boom, I spoke at my boy Guillory's event, NAREP. And then I ended up speaking at the Latinos of Real Estate event. And one thing I didn't tell you is I also hosted my own event around November, right before the Tri-State Expo for Latinos of Real Estate. I hosted my own workshop. We had about 60 people there. So this really started getting some steam going before the year ended, right? Then from there, right, we ended up going to December. I started planning my AI challenge. I ended up going away to Guatemala. And then from there, I came back to kick off the new year, second weekend. I did the AI Won't Replace Me challenge. We had about 570 people registered for that. So that started getting a lot of wind. And then I had someone reach out to me via Facebook DM. I don't even know how we were friends. I think he knew Carnell. I don't know who we knew or how we were connected, but I get a random DM from this guy named Guillermo. He's an agent. He owns a brokerage, 5-star Realty up in Hartford. And he ended up reaching out like, hey, we want to do a training for our agents. Would there be some sort of fee, whatever, whatever. Ended up charging, if I'm not mistaken, $750 for that event. I spoke at their office for 2 hours, and that was towards the end of January. Then in February, I spoke at the Great American Speak Off. Now that's a whole story in itself. So I'm going to save that story for last, right? I spoke at the Great American Speak Off, which is a competition. And then from there in March. Now in March, oh, there's so many good stories. I'm going to start off with the Great American Speak Off story. So back in September of 2022, or around that fall, October, I posted a reel on YouTube. It was a YouTube short, actually. And it was like this guy who was talking about real estate investing. And so I said, how to invest in real estate like Grant Cardone. I get an email from 10X Stages saying, hey, I seen your YouTube short. Now, although we can't connect you with Grant Cardone, we at the 10X Stages do work with tons of amazing speakers. I'm like, okay, cool, dope. Connect me with a few. And so they ended up connecting me with a few speakers. I had one or two of them on. One guy never scheduled. I followed back up in January, early January 2023. Right. They're like, oh, okay. No worries. We'll get that situated. We end up scheduling. They mentioned that they also had an event and were looking for virtual judges called the Great American Speak Off. Now, this speak off is like American Idol, but like for public speakers, for up and coming public speakers. And so I was like, all right, I'll be a virtual judge. What I got to do? And they gave me a free ticket to the GroveCon virtual for 2023. And I got to see the three finalists from last year compete. And then I ended up getting one of the finalists on my podcast. Shout out to Shemetria, super dope lady. Real down to earth, has an amazing come up story. She's been through it, made it out of it, and is, you know, her business doing flourishing now. So really glad that I was able to meet her. Also, as part of being a judge, you also got, for whatever reason, they showed you the list of all the other judges. And so I got to reach out to this one guy named David Meltzer, which is like a big time entrepreneur guy. And so I got to have him on my podcast. He actually reached out not too long ago to connect me with one of his people to have them on my show. So we're going to connect and see if it's even a good fit. But sorry for another day. So then from there, I was the virtual judge. Fast forward now. In December of 2023, right before the year ended and I went to Guatemala, I ended up going to a podcast. this one lady who spoke at the Latinos of Real Estate event was like, hey, you know, I would love to have you on my show. Perfect. She lives in New York. It was like 40 minutes away. I remember because it was a Saturday. I think it was like December 9th of 2023. I ended up driving over to New York. Now, at that time, I had also signed up. I registered for a Great American Speak Off audition. It was free. I was like, why not? It's virtual. And it started at 9 a.m. Now, my podcast interview started at like 10 or something like that. And it was already like a 40-minute drive. Drive over there, end up doing the podcast interview. It goes great. And from there, I end up coming back home. It's like 12:30. I'm like, damn, I already missed the whole like first 3 hours. But I'm hungry. So I end up eating lunch. So I eat lunch. Then it's like 1:30 when I finally hop on my room. I go into my breakout room and I do my little 1 minute pitch, right? We only had 1 minute to speak, by the way. End up not getting to the second round. Quick little funny story. There's a speaker, that's an author, right? Really, really good speaker, by the way, too. And his name is Simon. And so Simon spoke at an event that I was at in April and he didn't even advance, which is crazy. So, you know, that's how you know the competition was, you know, pretty, you know, good competition. Because he was a great speaker. I seen him live. He spoke for like an hour, did like an hour long keynote. And like, sheesh, if he didn't make it, like, that's how you know the competition was good. And so from there, I ended up not making it past the first round. They had a wild card round. They would like comment in the comment section, like, why we should pick you. So I'm in there copying and pasting. But instead, I was smart. So I copied and then I pasted 3 times and then hit send. So now I'm copying and pasting three messages in a row, like at a time. I was blowing up that chat so fast. Like I have trigger fingers. Like I play Call of Duty, right? So I'm typing super fast. And they ended up closing off the comments. Somehow I get picked in to go to the wild card round. I typed, like you know, I said, we only had 1 minute. So I typed something up and then I did my little 1 minute speech. Boom, I advanced to the second round. Gave my speech again. Boom, I advanced to get my golden ticket. Now, just for some context, guys, there was 30,000 people that registered. 6,000 actually auditioned. Of those 6,000, only 125 got golden tickets to compete down in Miami. I was one of the ones that got a golden ticket. If you do the math on that, 125 divided by 6,000 is like 2.8% or something like that, right? And so fast forward a bit to February of 2024, I was in Miami speaking for a Great American Speak Off competing. Now, fast forward, to give you a little bit more context, during my AI challenge that I told you about, right? One of the ladies that bought the private coaching edition for my course, right? She was also having a summit in Miami on President's Day, the week that I was going to be in Miami. And so she was like, hey, John, I'm doing this real estate summit. I would love to have you speak on AI. I was like, boom, like no worries. I'm already going to be there, right? So I ended up just booking my flight a little bit earlier. I didn't charge her to speak for that event, right? And then, but like she also paid for my private coaching. But it's funny because I said, yeah, to speaking at her event before my challenge. And then after my challenge, she ends up becoming a private coaching client. So even though like she technically didn't pay me a speaker fee, she became a client of mine. So it's like, that was mutual exchange right there. That was a win-win for the both of us. And that's actually, it was a great, you know, it was a great venue. I had a great time. So for me, that's like something like people like that, that you can just connect with and collaborate with. Like she put me on a stage in front of a bunch of top producers, which is great for my name. And so boom. Now after that, right? I'm at Miami 19th. I speak at the Real Estate Summit. And then the rest of that week, I was in the competition and I ended up not advancing. Like the level between where I'm currently at and where the people who made it to the finals are currently at, like night and day difference. And I don't say that to like shoot myself in the foot or like be too hypercritical on myself, or it's like, you got to call a spade, right? And those speakers compared to me, way better, way better. But here's the thing. They also all have 10, 20, maybe more years on me. So I'm not even hard pressed because as I just told you, I got my golden ticket and I showed up almost 5-6 hours late to my audition, right? Didn't have any prep and got my golden ticket. So imagine after a year of actually putting in work, right? Imagine how much further I'll be able to get next year when I actually put some prep into it. And especially now that I know what to expect. And so from here, I end up speaking in Miami. Now, we're currently in March. So here's what I got cooking up, right? From March 19th to the 24th, I'm going to be filming for a show called The Blocks, right? And now I always watch the challenge every single Wednesday. Always watch the challenge. One of the guys named Wes, he just so happens to be like a really big entrepreneur. I never knew that. I guess he took his winnings from being on reality TV and put all that into starting his entrepreneurial endeavors. And so he ended up creating the show called The Blocks, which is like a entrepreneur accelerator / reality TV show competition. And so you're in there learning about like actual entrepreneurship stuff and business concepts to help grow your business. But then you get like quizzed and stuff like that. You have like little games to compete for based off the material that you learned, which is all like really like real valid material to help grow your business, right? But it's also like a reality TV show competition. So my best friend hit me up. She was like, yo, John, like, she sent me an IG of Wes and his show. Like, she was like, you seen this? You should apply to Beyond. So I ended up applying to Beyond. And I ended up having to do like an interview. It was like a pre-recorded interview. So it's like I had to go on the thing and they like asked me some questions. I had to record myself answering. And then from there, I had a phone interview, talked to somebody, and I hit it off. I think I did pretty decent. And I just remember at the end of the conversation that we had, I mentioned something because like it was a paid, like you had to pay to be on the show pretty much. But it's like also an entrepreneur accelerator. So like for me, it's like I get 5 days to learn all this stuff that business startups go through, right? Two, get mentored because there's coaches that are on the show that kind of help mentor and also help the coaches also help judge the show. So like they're coaches, but also judges. But they're also all doing 2 million plus in revenue per year. So all the coaches are like super solid business owner, and they get to, you know, you get time one-on-one with all the coaches. Then you get to be in a room filled with all these entrepreneurs, right? On top of that, you get all that stuff recorded and put on TV for you. So it's like, for me, the price to pay, you know, to go there, it was a no-brainer. Like I was expecting to pay to be there. And so I mentioned something I remember, and like, oh, you know, she was like, oh, you know, we have to charge because it, and I'm just like, I'm surprised you don't charge more. Now, I'm glad they didn't charge more because, you know, it was a little expensive. It wasn't as much as the TEDx. It's probably like, it was a little less than half of what I paid for the TEDx accelerator. But like, it was a little bit of money, you know, and a good chunk of change for me, right? And fortunately, I was able to break it up. But like, sheesh, it was a decent amount of money just to have that opportunity. But for me, it was definitely worth its weight in gold. And honestly, like I haven't even recorded yet, but I want to come back for another season. Like I want to come back. And so and that's how I got that. I said, just applying, made it past the first round and made it past the phone interview. And I mentioned something on the phone interview. And I was like, yeah, I'm surprised you guys don't charge more. I'm surprised people like back away when they know that when they hear that it's a fee. Like this is such a great opportunity that you're giving to like everyday business owners, right? Like this is stuff you have that people don't pay attention. And so I ended up getting that opportunity and I'm literally got to go film in. Today's the 9th that I'm recording. And by the time this episode goes out, I probably would have already filmed and been on set and whatever. So that's going to be really exciting. Then also on March 28th, Brandon, who did the speaker school mastermind, the speaker school, public speaking school, he's hosting one in Miami. I'm speaking at his conference in April. I'll tell you a little bit more about that later. But he was hosting one in Miami, so I'm going down to Miami, right? And then GrowthCon is also that same, the very next week, so I'm staying for that. And I was like, all right, how can I make my trip down to Miami worthwhile? So I reached out to two of the agents that I know out there. I was like, hey, can I speak at your office? I'll speak for free. Like, and then boom, both of their offices said, yeah. Now I need to finalize with one. At the time, one is definitely confirmed. The other one, I still got to make sure. But like I'm gonna be speaking at their offices, and my goal for that is to, at the end, pitch the community and get people onto my continuity. I get like let's say 20 people to join my community, boom, that's like right there, $97 a month. That's an extra $2,000 a month right there. So that's gonna be good. The goal. My main focus right now is really growing the community. So it's like if I'm already gonna be somewhere, like I'll gladly speak for free. Just let me at the end just pitch what I gotta pitch, and boom. Like we can make that work. And so I got that coming up. Now, how I got the event for Brandon. Now, how I got to speak at Brandon's event at A to B Con 3. His last year's event, A to B Con 2, had about a little over 200 people buy tickets for it. I think there was maybe like 150 in person. Brandon's looking to sell like 270 this time around and get like more than 200 in person. And so I'm super dope. I was down for it. Now, back in 2023, he hosted another speaker mastermind. This time it was in New York, not Miami. I went to that one. At the end of it, he offered a package. It was $2,500 and it earned you a spot, a 15-minute spot to speak at A to B Con. And I was like, yeah, I'm all for it. Because it also offered like you could go to the Speaker School Mastermind in January and the one in Miami for free and a couple other bonuses. And so for me, I was like, yeah, that's definitely a, you know, worth its weight in gold. He's going to have a whole bunch of people there from a bunch of different states. Last year, there was 22 states represented, plus a whole bunch of local people in there. And he's going to get local press. So it's like a great opportunity for me to let people know, like, yo, I'm that guy. If you need anything on AI, I'm him. And so I paid for that stage as well. And so most of the stages I've been speaking on have either been free or I've been paying for them. But it's like, you add up one, put in the reps, but two, I'm not looking to get speaker fees. And it took me a while to, you know, put my ego aside for that. Like, I'm looking to sell my products and services. Because if someone pays me, let's say a couple thousand for a speaker fee, like if I just sell one course, like, you know, or like one, get one private coaching client that, you know, pays for itself. But let's say I get 10 people in continuity. Right? That's $1,000 a month right there. So that's going to pay for itself. So it's like, for me, I'm not going to be so hard pressed on the number I make up front. I got to get better as a speaker and communicator so I can sell more of my products and services so I can get my money on the back end and get a whole lot more than what they probably would have paid me on the front end. Now, as of right now, that's all the speaking gigs that I have lined up. I have two as of right now that I'm currently working on, right? One of them is, they're actually both in April. I may do my own event, right? If you can't get on a stage, get your own stage. Book your own event. Host your own event. Throw your own party, whatever it may be, right? Throw your own event. But the two that I'm working on in April, one of them is with the Latinos of Real Estate again. So they want me back for another event. The second one is for one of the people that are on is on the board of the Latinos of Real Estate. Just so happens to be doing their own event. So there's that. And then, I completely forgot. In March, literally the day before I go to Oklahoma to film for The Blocks, one the lady that keynoted for me in the Latinos of Real Estate event, right, with the largest EXP team, she wanted me, well, one of the people on her team reached out to me to have me speak for their mastermind, which gets like about 150 people virtually. And so they reached out to me because they seen what I did. They also paid for me to attend a conference, a one-day real estate conference, and they also snuck me into VIP. As I've been able to speak, although like monetarily, I haven't made the most of it, to be completely honest, but like I've been able to start making connections. I'm planting these seeds and people starting to know like, hey, you need anything related to AI, like John Mendez. And like, I'm telling you, like right now I'm in the thick of it, and it kind of sucks sometimes, you know, just being in the thick of it, because it's like, ah, like how much longer I gotta be here. But like, the seeds I'm planting right now, like watch how I tee up. When I really start, you know, finding, when I really, just, I'm at that cusp, like that breaking point, I feel like. And once I figure it out, it's like the momentum that I'm about to hit is going to be crazy. So that's pretty much all my speaking events for the rest of the year. But that's how I got into public speaking. My story is kind of everywhere because like, one, all these things were kind of happening simultaneously. I do a bunch of like different things. I forget sometimes until I then have to tell my story. I'm like, hey, like I was planning a whole bunch of different events all at the same time and speaking at different things with different people, and one different things led to different things, right? And so it's like, it gets a little confusing. So I definitely go back to like part one of this series. But yeah, that's how I got into public speaking. Now my main goal is to really just build awareness, build authority, like become that that topic, you know, topic expert. A subject matter expert on the topic of AI for business, for real estate. And so that's how I got into public speaking, and I'm going to continue investing in myself. One of the things I'm working on is landing a TEDx talk. I definitely got to stop procrastinating that and actually get that done. And then from there, let's see what else I can book for the rest of the year. I want to start reaching out to real estate offices and start speaking for free. As long as I could pitch my community, like I'm just going to go ham on growing that, because I get that to 100 people. At 97 a month, that's almost 10,000. In each 100 every 100 person that I, every 100, how would I say that? Every 100 people that I get, that's another additional 10,000 per month in recurring revenue that I get. And it's just like, I'll be able to use that money to help make more of an impact and go more all in, provide better customer service, go more all in on the podcast, do more for the podcast. Like, I have so much in store, but you know, one step at a time. And for public speaking, man, it's been such a great opportunity. And I know the more I do it, the more reps I get, the better I'll become as a communicator. And the rest is history. I just got to keep on sticking with the program, keep on sticking with the process. And that's pretty much it. So that's all for this series. That's how I got started in public speaking. And for the most part, I'm not sure what the next series will be, but I'll think of something, right? So that's all for this episode. And I will see you in the next one.
You've now finished taking the first step. Now let us help you take the next one. Subscribe to our newsletter at walktowealth.com. That's walk2wealth.com, so we can keep you moving on your journey. We'll see you on the next episode of Walk to Wealth with John Mendez.